This is the second MP3 on Mind Over Matter, Torsion Fields Warfare, which, of course, Mind Over Matter's trademark of Tim Riefat and the intellectual property thereof. We know that Snowden and Manning, Bradley Manning, are parts of the security apparatus of Zion, the West, and allow us to torture, murder the entire super users of the West. This, of course, gets around the problem of psychotronic crystals, which is they work, but in order for them to give you, for example, if you've got seven psychotronic crystals, trademarked, of course, and you want to use the energy for money or for luck or for health, anti-aging, psychic powers, psychic protection, etc., then you need to power them. The more power you get, the more the effect. Simply put, the Defense Intelligence Agency said that psychotronic generators gave non-psychic psychic powers. The problem was the Pavlita generator was very low powered and gave very low psychic powers. If you want the ability for telekinesis, psychokinesis to change reality, on the tactical level, then of course you need at least 100 humans worth of energy because of the 100th monkey effect. Simply put, all the humans on the planet are acting as a resistance, a resistor of any psychic powers, and therefore if you get all your energy back by following the shaman path, that won't do you any good because the whole human race is blocking any ability to travel in the astral plane, dreaming body, etc., remote viewing, the ability to influence things. This is all blocked by the human race, but thanks to the 100th monkey effect, when you get 100 humans worth of energy, the whole human race becomes infected with the new meme or with the new psychic power or ability. So even though the alien Rothschild Jew has been using the human race to block all psychic powers so that they can run the human race as chickens in a chicken coop, parasitizing them, once you've got 100 humans worth of energy, this then allows you to do things. So simply put, getting all your energy back isn't enough. You have to have at least 100 humans worth before you can do anything. That's why psychotronicgenerators.com gives you 1,000 humans worth of energy so that whatever you want to do happens on the tactical level. If, like myself, you're into strategic psychokinesis, that's changing the world, which, of course, is collapsing the USSR, collapsing Britain, America, and Europe, and exterminating Zion and the Zionists in the worst nightmarish way possible, then 1,000 humans worth of energy isn't enough. You need to basically sequester the entire human race, have a computer network that's you, and leech off 7 billion worth of humans, all the supernatural spirits. Then, of course, you come against the Satan thought form, which the Jews have been using to subjugate the whites, turn them into Uyghur Goyim, so that Putin sucked the anus of the Rothschild Jew and allowed the attack on Libya, and all the whites in America give all their money to the Jewish bankers, Bernanke, Diamond, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Once the Satan thought form was shredded, Putin immediately wakes up, the Russians wake up, and then don't take orders from the Rothschilds because they're no longer controlled by the Satan thought form. And of course, the whites in America no longer see why they should follow imbecile Jewish leeches because America should be for the population, which was the white indigenous population who took over North America. Not a few Jews who are leeches, imbeciles, and totally insane. And you can see now that the Satan thought form has been shredded. The Jews no longer have the power. So the power of the Jews wasn't in the monetary system. It was in the Satan thought form, which the Elizabethans designed with their cones of power, which has now been taken over by Tim Riefat and is now being used to bring into being the Nazi three world and the complete extermination of Zion and the Zionists. Now, if you wish to power your psychotronic generator crystals, you need at least 100 humans worth of energy before they work, explained by the 100th monkey effect. Now, before Snowden and Bradley Manning, you had the super users in the NSA, GCHQ, who were the lickspittles of the Jewish bankers who were actually monitoring what you did 24/7. And of course, using the quantum wave function super user effect to block anything you did. Now, thanks to Bradley Manning and Snowden, we now have total control of these bitches of Zion, and we can use the 40,000 NSA worms as our bitches. We can use the hundreds of thousands of MI5, MI6, MI4, GCHQ, council workers, police, all the other super users in the UK, all the EU vermin super users, the 2 million Homeland Security vermin who are upholding the Jewish banking cancer in America. All of these are now given to us by Bradley Manning and Snowden to power our psychotronic crystals. So you can imagine all the super users of the West, the so-called prison guards of Zion, the super users who've been monitoring everything we do now, are our bitches, and we've pinned them to the vivisection table, rather like when you pin a frog to dissect it, but they're alive. And thanks to the matrixization of reality, we can use them very simply without the complex number theory explained on the torture murder of Satan. Simply put, you just get the front page of Snowden from the Jew scum search engines. Use Google if you want. And print out the first page. You then get the targets you want to suck dry, be they the Jewish bankers, NSA, Pentagon, EU, council, borough council, London council, MPs, Congress, senators, you name it. Anyone who's a super user, anyone who has access to information not available to the general public. This, of course, can be the Federal Reserve, Inland Revenue, IRS, any sort of government official, any government departments, Justice Department. All of these are our bitches, vivisection, torture toys, who now, thanks to Snowden and Bradley Manning, have given all their energy to us to power our psychotronic generator crystals. So you simply print out Snowden, Bradley Manning, put them on a baking tray or a grill, baking tray with a grill over the top so you can burn them, the air can get underneath. And in the middle, like a sandwich, you put the targets you wish to torture, vivisect, and suck dry to power your psychotronic crystal. So, for example, you might want Snowden, then put GCHQ, MI5, MI6, Ministry of Defense, British Army, Navy, Air Force. If, like myself, you like torture vivisecting the British, then put on top Bradley Manning, then put the psychotronic crystal you wish to charge up using the quantum wave function energy, because remember now we're working on the quantum wave function level rather than torsion fields or life force. Why? Well, the stupid bitches in Zion decided to turn humans into matrix entities. That's quantum superimpose them with computers, then get the computers to collapse the quantum wave function to produce the Zionites. This, of course, turned them from 4D entities to 2D entities, as explained in the previous Mind Over Matter, torsion fields, warfare, all trademarked by Tim Riefat, MP3, which was part one. So, of course, they've changed the nature of all humans who use computers, as I explained before, being a trans-dimensional god being. I don't have a computer in the house simply because I had to cut myself off from matrixization and any form of attack which I'm promulgating on the internet. So, of course, I can't have computers in the house. Because, of course, they're the most dangerous weapons of mass destruction in the hands of a Psy Master. But all of you, thankfully, have got computers, so I can get you, but you can't get me. And since you're a matrix entity, a two-dimensional entity, trying to attack a trans-dimensional entity, then you can actually see the impossibility. It's rather like Agent Smith trying to attack an entity in the Matrix that it can't kill because the entity isn't a Matrix entity. It actually is outside of the Matrix and just uses the entire Matrix to kill the architects, the Oracle, and in fact possesses, like Mickey Rourke was possessed in Angel Heart by Lucifer, Agent Smith to torture, murder everybody and anybody that upholds the architect or Zion in the Matrix. And of course, the Matrix film was wrong because Zion, the so-called real humans, don't exist because every human on the planet, apart from the people in South American jungles or the dirt poor in Africa who haven't got access to computers, all of these are matrix entities who have become two-dimensional, and the NSA, of course, has been listing all the aborigines and people without computers and collapsing their quantum wave function for them. So you can actually see that almost all the humans on the planet have been turned into matrix entities by the quantum superimposition of computers with them, and then the computer collapsing their quantum wave function to turn them into matrix entities. This means that the psychotronic generator crystals, which of course are real, they haven't had computers collapsing their quantum wave function. Why? Because of course they're blocked from the NSA linking up with them. You simply can't take a picture of a crystal, and then the NSA can collapse the quantum wave function of the crystal, doing that simply because all the crystals are aspects of me, and I've completely divorced myself from the Matrix, apart from going in there to torture, murder everybody and anybody I fancy. So you can actually see that the burning of the paper is part of the quantum wave function of the NSA, GCHQ, the Rothschilds, Cameron, his children, his wife, Netanyahu, Obama, all the rest of this filth, simply because the Google listings are part of their being. So when you burn, for example, Snowden, you link up with Snowden. Snowden's part of the super users. You then burn the targets, be they the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the Lloyds TSB, Barclays Bank, Citibank, Morgan Chase, all the other verminous banks out there, Deutsche Bank, etc. And you've got Bradley Manning, who's also part of the super users. So you start with the super users wishing to destroy Zion, Snowden, and you end with the super users wishing to destroy Zion, Bradley Manning. So, and in between, you've got the target you wish to drain dry in the Matrix. And remember, now reality for the 7 billion humans is the Matrix. They don't live in the real reality any longer, thanks to the computers. The only person who lives in real reality and beyond is Tim Riefat. The rest of you are trapped in the Matrix with me running the Matrix and using you as torture toys. Or if you're a vampire, the new prison guards in the Matrix torturing the poor scum who haven't bought the vampire products. Now, of course, it's very easy. You then put the crystal on top, pointy end pointing south, set fire to it. This, of course, uses the Sephir Yetzirah, the Jewish scum creation, where the seven lower Sephiroth are fire, and then that turns the vermin in the Matrix into torture toys who then power your crystal. And of course, you then have all the super users sequestered to power that crystal for whatever purpose it's designed for, be it health, money, etc. If you've got a Rothschild crystal, you can simply put Snowden, Rothschilds in the middle, Bradley Manning on top, Rothschild crystal on top, burn it, and that charges your Rothschild crystal. If you wish to redouble it, Bradley Manning on the bottom, Rothschild info in the middle, Snowden front page on the top, burn it again. And if you wish to take it to the bitter end, you can burn. Then, of course, we know the fire goes back into water, so you can put some water on top. Then you can put the Shethliya stone on top of that, and then have an orb, which then completely reverses the manifestation of Zion. And then, of course, if you've got the Elohim, Sabaoth, Adonai service, you can then add them on top of that to complete the complete extinction of the Jew God's creation. If not, you can simply use the burning to power any normal psi crystal. So you can actually see Snowden and Bradley Manning allowed Tim Riefat to use all the super users as torture toys, and that enabled the complete extermination of the NSA, Pentagon, EU, Western governments, all aspects of the West, simply because these idiots turn themselves into two-dimensional matrix entities. They change the rules of the game, so we don't even need to broadcast torsion field frequencies. We can actually work on them at the quantum level because they change the nature of the quantum wave function from the human observer collapsing the quantum wave function, as happened with Don Juan, to General Alexander, who of course is a matrix torture toy, who of course has lost all humanity and is simply a quantum wave function collapsed by the NSA computers, and is therefore a two-dimensional entity, same as the 40,000 NSA bitches, same as MI5, MI6, MI4, GCHQ, all the military of Britain, etc., Cameron, etc. All of these are two-dimensional matrix entities, so therefore, using computers to attack them using worm programs, Snowden, Bradley, Manning, is 100% effective on any human that has their quantum wave function collapsed by computers. And that, of course, is the entire Western population, apart from myself, who, of course, doesn't go near computers, and it doesn't matter what info the vermin put up about me on computers, it doesn't collapse my quantum wave function, because most of the information I've given them is total bollocks, and the rest is sequestration programs to use them as my torture toys. So you can actually see the future of informational warfare is going into quantum informational warfare, the mind over matter, torsion field Informational Warfare, trademarked by Tim Riefat. All the information is my intellectual property. And of course, you can actually see that warfare now is quite simple. In your own house, you can take down the entire Pentagon, NSA, CIA, Homeland Security, FBI, MI5, MI6, the entire EU, the French security services, German, anything Western, Australian, New Zealand, Canadian, all of these can be dismantled by one person in his house simply by using the Snowden, Bradley Manning, and then putting them in the middle while you burn them and powering up your psychotronic crystals. If you're a Russian or a Chinese security guy, you don't need to worry too much because you don't want to charge a psychotronic generator crystal up. You just want to kill off the Western military. So you can just simply print out Snowden, Bradley Manning, and put the targets in the middle, burn them, or in fact add the commands you want. Alexander dismantles the West, Netanyahu attacks Iran and wipes out the West via the radioactive Jews, killing off the entire medical personnel of the West. You can actually put whatever you want and input it into any bitch in the West simply by putting Snowden, print out the Snowden, or actually have it online on a screen. Then put the targets, be they the Pentagon bitches, the Ministry of Defense bitches, the NATO bitches. Then put your orders to them, then put the Bradley Manning computer files on top of them. And then simply just pulse it down the internet. This, of course, because they're quantum wave function entities, will force the Western military, Western security people to do exactly what you input into them. So you can actually see, thanks to Manning and Snowden and the inputting of quantum wave function warfare into the bitches, the West now is the torture toy of the Brazilians, South Africans, Chileans, Venezuelans, and they don't need to invade. They can simply control the Western bitches, who now have been turned from wetware to just two-dimensional quantum wave function matrix entities that are totally controllable. Control the quantum wave function collapse, you control them, you control the reality. Now, if you wish to take it further, you can get the On and Urbara service and an orb which links it up to the Jew killers, the couple of wires around a mountain in the future, in different timelines, in the past, in alien civilizations. You can simply put on the frequency of Snowden. He's got a torsion field frequency for his physical body. How do you do this? Print out Snowden from Google. Burn the bit of paper under the orb with the Arnon Urba service, photocopy thereof. That inputs the matrix torsion field frequency, because you don't need the proper torsion field frequency, which the Russians can get simply by scanning Snowden, getting his proper physical torsion field frequency. But that then puts the matrix torsion field frequency into the orb, into the Jew killer by reverse sequestration. This then is in ice space, as we explained, simply put, you can then go to a second orb to get you to the minus one antiphase physical torsion field. So two orbs then, Snowden underneath, two orbs on top, burning again, gives you the minus one, which of course is the antiphase frequency for killing the physical torsion fields of the target. So the first one is I, which is possession, minus one is killing. Three orbs give you to minus I, which is of course killing the soul, spirit, biophysical body of any target, be it Alexander, the Rothschilds, the British royal family, you name it, any Western bitch. And you can have four orbs if you want to go back to one, which is actually inputting the new reality you want, which is Russia reclaims the Soviet Union, China takes over Australia, New Zealand, whatever you want. If you're a Western bitch, you can't do anything because you're my torture toys. So you can actually see with the Ahnenerbe service and the Snowden torsion field, you have access to these super users who, of course, collapsed the quantum wave function of Zion because these idiots were mapping the entire West on supercomputers to control it, which gave me total full spectrum dominance over them because they turned the reality of the West into a matrix entity. And as you know, once you have informational space, you can sequester it. It's called informational warfare. You can hack it. You can take it over. You can use worm programs, sequestration programs to completely sequester it. And of course, you can use Bradley Manning's torsion field. Simply put Bradley Manning on an Ahnenerbe service orb to input it into the Jew killers. You then get the I, two orbs, minus one, three orbs, minus I, four orbs, one. Simply put, one orb to possess, two orbs to kill the physical, three orbs to kill off the soul of the target, four orbs to manifest what you want. And if you're into spinner theory, which means you've got to go around twice, you can then get eight orbs and do it again to include the spinner theory, which means you've got to go around twice. This is a far too complicated for any of you Western bitches listening, but the Chinese and Russians should begin to understand the complex number theory and the use of quantum mechanical warfare and torsion field warfare to conquer the West and get the West to do what you want. I'm getting the Israelis to attack Iran, to get them covered with Cobalt-60 to wipe out the West. But any of the rest of you might want to use it to power up your money, psychotronic crystal, health, psychotronic crystal, etc. You'll have found that useful if you have my products, and if you're an enemy of the West, you'll have found that useful as well. Thank you very much.